Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Crown Talking Drunks podcast, where the Apostle Willie J. Armstrong is founder and CEO, and I am your host tonight, Evangelist Renee. Or Renee, if you choose to call me that. I want to welcome you again. And last week, the last time I was on, we discussed we were talking about going into I Have a Dream speech, the I Have a Dream speech. And I'll get to that in a moment. But right now, I want to pray. And then after I pray, I want to go into the scripture from the book of Amos, one of the minor prophets, the book of Amos, chapter 5, starting at the 18th verse. And I'm going to go into prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for this day, O God. I thank you for all that you have done, O God. I thank you for keeping us all safe, O God, bringing us safely through the night, O God, having your angels of mercy touch us and surround us and protect us, O God. O Father, Lord, bless this broadcast, O God. Let it be what you will have it to be, O God. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Have your way. O Father, the enemy tries to intercede at times, O God. But Lord, when the enemy comes in like a flood, you promise, O Lord, that you will raise up the standard. O God, I thank you. You are so worthy to be praised. I ask you to take me out of self, O God. Use me to your purpose, O God. Use me as your vessel, O God. Not to give me glory, O God, but to bring glory to your name, to your holy name, O God. Father, let someone somewhere get a message from this broadcast tonight. A message of hope, a message of just being free from the bondage of sin, free, O God, from all things that hold us captive, O God, in the mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen and amen. Bless the name of Elohim. Bless the name of Yeshua, Jesus Christ, our Messiah. And God, I ask you to bless this message that I am about to read, the scripture. And the scripture has been blessed. Amen. Amen. And let me just read. I'm going to read from the New King James Version, and that's Amos chapter 5, beginning at the 18th verse and ending at the 24th verse. And it reads as such, "Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. Woe to you who desire the day of the Lord. For what good is the day of the Lord to you? It will be darkness and night and not light. It'll be darkness and not light. It will be as though a man fled from a lion and the bear met him, or as though he went into the house, leaned his hand on the wall, and a serpent bit him. Is not the day of the Lord darkness and not light? Is it not very dark with no brightness?" With no brightness. "I hate, I despise your feast days, and I do not savor your sacred assemblies, though you offer me burnt offerings and your grain offering. I will not accept them, nor will I regard your fattened peace offering. For I will not hear the melody of your strange instruments. But let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream." Then I want to highlight that verse, "But let justice run down like water, and righteousness like a mighty stream." May the Lord have a blessing to the reading of his word. As I was studying this lesson, I thought about accountability. And I'm going to read this. I'm going to go over this lesson, and then I'll be going into the Martin Luther King speech. Not reading it, but just bringing it up to today's summary. Amos, one of the 12 minor prophets in the Old Testament, minor prophets because the books that they write are generally shorter, and their messages are expressed in fewer words. Nevertheless, just to give a brief summary of Amos, he was an ordinary, unschooled man whom the Lord chose to be a prophet to the northern kingdom of Israel. Though he himself was from the southern kingdom of Judah. But God called him to speak to the northern kingdom of Israel. So Amos grows up in Judah in a town called Phocah. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. But God calls him to speak to, of course, again, to the northern kingdom. Amos is not mentioned anywhere else in the Bible. His name in English is Amos, but the Hebrew meaning of his name is burden. A strange name, but its meaning in Hebrew is burden. Perhaps his parents had insight from the Lord that their boy would be raised up and called as a prophet. But he would carry a burden for God's people, perhaps. Nonetheless, by vocation, Amos admits that he felt unqualified for such a task. You can see chapter 7 and verse 14 in Amos, in the book of Amos, chapter 7, verse 14. It will clarify that. But because of trade, Amos was a sheep breeder and a tender of the sycamore fruit, or another name for figs. So like Amos and Dr. Martin Luther King, we find that God can use ordinary people to do extraordinary things. Now, I don't know if you've heard me. Well, I know you've heard me mention the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. And this is basically after King Solomon died. God, not forsaking his judgment as a result of Solomon's sins. We know about Solomon's 300 wives, 700 concubines, interracial marriages, idol worshiping, etc., etc. The people of Israel at that time became wicked. They became wicked. They had forsaken God repeatedly, and they left God out of life equation. Excuse me, my mouth is totally dry. That's better. War began to break out. The kingdom became divided. So the tribe of Judah and Benjamin became the southern kingdom of Judah under King Solomon's son, Rehoboam. The other 10 tribes became the northern kingdom, Israel, and followed Jeroboam, a rebel of Rehoboam. Now then, what was initially supposed to be a nation, God divided into two kingdoms. The northern kingdom of Israel again, and the southern kingdom of Judah, all because of their disobedience, all because Israel as a nation turned away from God and broke their covenant. coming out from under God's refuge and protection. Both Israel and Judah, because they ignored the laws of God and joined in with the other pagan neighbors, other than Judah and Israel, they were judged and judged harshly. Unlike the other pagan nations, Israel and Judah were God's chosen people. But because of God's warning, his warning was ignored time and time again. God sent his prophet Amos, this time not to warn them, but to pronounce judgment on them. The kingdom of Israel, sins included selling the poor as slaves, exploiting the poor. That means basically oppressing the poor to increase their own wealth. They engaged in perverse sexual sin. They were taking illegal collateral for loans, and basically, that's if today's talk, it's a loan shark. And worshiping false gods, as Solomon reminds us, there's nothing new under the sun. So Amos speaks to these whom we today would refer to as upper class people because of their greed and their exploiting the slaves. They were wealthy, so we would call them perhaps upper class people, outwardly very rich, participating in the necessary rituals, giving to the charity of their choice, and attending worship service, but serving false gods. They got full of themselves, as you might say. They forsook God. God says, I remember when you used to call upon me for deliverance. This is what God says to us. I remember when you used to call upon me for deliverance from moral and social injustice. I remember when your worship was true and genuine. I remember when you loved me with your whole heart. Now you won't even give me the time of the day. Is business as usual. Divided or undivided, they thought because they bore the name Israel, God's chosen people. Sadly to say, both Israel and Judah fell into captivity, although to different powers and various times. God sent the Babylonians to capture the house of Judah, and he sent the Assyrians to conquer the house of Israel. Therefore, one point I make, excuse me. One point I make is Dr. Martin Luther King Jr.'s I Have a Dream speech. You know, we are remembering Black History Month, as we are honoring Black History Month, and we are dwindling down to the last days. So I honor the Dr. Martin Luther King, the late Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. As you remember, he's a civil rights leader. He stood for equality and justice. He stood for equality and justice, not for just African Americans, but I believe he stood for equality and justice for all people. And the point I make is Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech was not only remembering the Emancipation Proclamation or the Declaration of Independence. It was not about honoring the laws of the land, but it was about honoring and upholding the promises of God. We, like Israel, are a nation divided. Dr. King's dream did not vision a nation divided, but rather a nation united, a nation serving one God, the Creator, Elohim, whereby all of God's children are equal, because God has no respect of person. This means everybody is somebody in God's eyesight. So Israel, a divided nation, God's chosen people, forget that it was God that delivered them, and man who led them from the bondage of slavery. They had forgotten their accountability with God. And we do that today. We forget that it was nobody but God that brought us through danger seen and unseen. Brought us even through the 60s, the racial tension, the racial environment. I can't speak on it because I didn't come up during those times. I'll tell you, I came up, but I was very young. I never experienced the bathroom saying colored only or white only. I can imagine the hardship and the horror and the anger and the tension. But we can't forget God in all of this. And so I say today, we God's people, white, black, all people of color, we like Israel have forsaken God. We like sheep have gone astray. Each of us has turned to our own way. The Lord is not pleased. Yes, we've advanced beyond the bondage of slavery, but we have not advanced beyond the bondage of sin. Many cannot see that very moment we became separated, the very moment we become separated from God. Satan is like a thief in the night, seeking whom he can steal. Steal what? Steal your soul. Kill. Kill what? Steal your dreams. Destroy. Destroy what? Destroy your home. His aim is to sift us like wheat. That's what the scripture says. Out of ignorance, then out of ignorance, we have the white society, who often accuses us as black African Americans of committing crimes amongst each other. But the reality is our nation, black and white, is just one huge chessboard. And Satan is maneuvering all the pieces. So it's not a black thing. It's not a white thing. It's Satan. And we've got to open our eyes and see it for what it is. Dr. King's dream has finally become a reality. But I do not believe he would want it to just stop here. I do not believe he would want us to overlook our faults. I do not believe he would want us to serve God on Sunday and be full of sin all day Monday. Return to church on Sunday. Put on our own self-righteous garments instead of being clothed in the garments. In God's garments of salvation. I don't believe it. So when we say no justice, no peace, we should hear the words of the prophet Amos echoed by Dr. King. Let justice run down like water. And righteousness like a mighty stream for all God's children. So at this time, I'm going to open up. I just basically want to say one other thing. Dr. King was saying what God says to us now. Do not just seek justice for yourselves, but for all humankind. Be ever so careful about desiring the day of the Lord, because God hates sin. In fact, he cannot bear to look upon sin. So it is darkness that will come and not light. And I hear so many people often say, I'll be glad when the Lord comes. I'll be glad when the Lord comes. Are you really ready? Are you really ready? So echoing the son of Amos, the prophet Isaiah, the prophet Isaiah, who is the son of Amos, he says, every valley shall be exalted, and every mountain and hill shall be made low, and the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough places made plain. God is going to straighten it all out. His judgment is going to come. And whether we like it or not, he is going to come and righteousness will prevail. And woe are we if we are not ready. So Dr. Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech is a call for equality between all God's children, indivisible with liberty and justice for all, but in pursuit for these inalienable rights, we must not forsake God, lest we become captive to sin. So now I'm going to open up the phone line for comments. If you have a comment, please do so. I believe I'm opening it up.
Good afternoon, Evangelist Renee.
Good afternoon, my dear sweet sister.
God bless you.
God bless you. God bless you.
Blessings to Apostle Armstrong and all those that are listening.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate the word that came forth on tonight. And what I was reminded of is our parents.
Mm-hmm.
My parents and their parents,
mm-hmm.
many grew up in the South, and they were very familiar with Dr. Martin Luther King and how made progress because they believed in an almighty God, and they stayed in prayer,
mm-hmm.
and they stayed in the church to worship, to come together, to unite.
Mm-hmm.
They sang songs of worship unto the Lord, and after a while, our parents, growing up in that particular atmosphere,
right,
was well aware of the Almighty God and the power of God and what he could do and how he moved.
Mm-hmm.
And so many went to the north to get away from the
mm-hmm.
south.
Mm-hmm.
And when they went to the north, they prospered in working at the plants and the factories.
Mm-hmm.
They were open to them. They bought houses and cars. But then they got to the point where they forgot who bought them.
Mm-hmm.
And they became slack in worshiping the Lord. And
mm-hmm.
they took on idols.
That's right.
They were doing things in the North that they would never do in the South.
That's right.
And as a result, God was not pleased because of the idol
mm-hmm.
worshipers.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it
reminded me to stay focused no matter where we go in life, that
mm-hmm.
it's not us, but there is an almighty God that we must account for.
That's
and
right.
that
That's
was just
right.
a thought that came to me during your lesson. I appreciate it tonight.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Bless you. And you're right. That is how it was. It is a trickling effect.
Mm-hmm.
It is a trickling effect. It's nothing
yes.
new. This has been
Amen.
Going on. I mentioned the Lord first mentioned last time I spoke to all that what it basically it was first mentioned in the scripture, and it will continue on.
Mm-hmm.
Anyone else? Will there be anyone else? Hello?
Yeah, if I just could get to New York. New York, New York. New York.
That's New York.
That's
that
right.
New York.
That song, The Boy from New York City. Oh,
New
man.
York, New York.
We just got to New York.
on my New York.
New York, New York, and Buffalo, New York.
Well, what you have to say?
I wound up in Trenton, New Jersey.
Oh,
but I still
go okay.
to New York, New York.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right. New York, the Big Apple.
That's right. You just could get out of the South War. We got to New York. We were in heaven. We party all day, all night.
Lord have mercy. Well, I'm not even going to comment on that. Ah, Jesus, Lord have mercy. Thank you. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God. Thank God. Oh, Lord. Thank God he came to and saved us.
Amen.
Because Lord, honey, that New York. But what you say about this about Amos and about I Have a Dream, Martin Luther King?
If you're talking to me, I didn't follow Malcolm.
I said, Apostle, what will you have to say about the I Have a Dream and how it coincides with Amos and the prophet Isaiah?
Well, that coincides because, number one, when we look at where we are now, see, there's never not under the sun. Everything
That's
goes
right.
around. But old people used to say everything goes around, comes around.
That's right.
So
That's
what
right.
put in human history, those things that he knew that were going to keep repeating itself and that we would be, we need to deal with them. And
that's right.
And that's what I lined it up. But Malcolm was it. I didn't want to be bothered no Martin Luther King. Malcolm was my idol.
Malcolm was
my
your idol.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. All right. Well, both of them were my idols. I enjoyed both of them, listening to both of them. When I think about this I Have a Dream speech, I think about if Martin Luther King were here today, oh, my God, if he were here today, I know there would be a part two.
Oh, yeah.
And it wouldn't focus, yeah. It would be a part two.
Yeah, well, see, one other thing, the part two would include Malcolm at this point, because once he went to Mecca,
right.
Malcolm and King became one.
That's
okay.
right.
Amen. Amen.
And see, that's the focus. You see what you just said, they became one. When
uh-huh.
we become one, you
well,
know,
there you
if
go.
We become one. And like I was, I kind of alluded to, the world is like one big chessboard, black and white, you know? Mm-hmm. And but we don't realize who's moving all the pieces. Satan is moving all the pieces. And we have to, only way we can stop this hate and stop the injustice and the friction between us, the friction between the police force and blacks and whites against blacks, and just stop, have peace, is we've got to completely turn to God. When I say we, the world, we've got to turn completely to God. And that is what Amos was telling these people. But unfortunately for them, it was too late. It was too late because he was there to pronounce judgment. This is what's coming, in other words. God is one to, over and over and over. This is what's coming. And this is what is happening to us today.
Amen.
Anyone else? Come on, don't be shy. Someone needs to hear your comment. Even if you have a comment. Hello?
Can I be WJ?
WJ. Yes. Next time I'll make you WJ.
Yeah, I had those bathrooms and a water fountain.
Yeah.
And when people weren't looking, we would sneak to the white ones, and theirs had they had a cooler. That water was cool.
Oh, no. Really? Well, really?
The water was hot.
Oh, God. I'm glad although I was born in the 60s, in the 50s, excuse me, the late, I'll be honest, 59. So I really did not experience that. I didn't experience, and plus I was in New York. New York was not like the South, so I hear. Am I correct? Say that again.
I told you, when we get to New York, we were in heaven.
Okay.
Coming out of the South, I was in the Deep South. I was just in North Carolina.
Yes, yes. There were many people who would come to up north. Up north, they wanted to come to up north. It was a bad. They said it's a better way of living. And Lord, if you would have experienced the streets and actually it wasn't bad at that time. New York was not really bad. It wasn't. It was good times. You know, it was good times and fun times. The only time that I experienced it becoming horrible was when Martin Luther King and Malcolm X were assassinated, and they tore up Harlem. I mean, it was just torn. So many people were affected by the assassination of Martin Luther King, and many people were touched and inspired by not just his "I Have a Dream" speech, but many of his speeches. And I think what we need to look at is, are we're over some of the racial tension. Some of it will not go away. You know, you still have people who still hold on to hate. If only we could let that go. If only we could let that go.
Yeah, that's a matter of the heart.
Yeah, that's a matter of the heart, because the heart is desperately wicked, it's deceitful. There's so much lust and sin in our hearts that we harbor onto, and until we let that go, I'm afraid we will never be united. So anyway, I want to thank everyone or whoever's on the line. I want to thank you for joining and listening. And I will be back here, God willing, and he's always willing, Monday. And we'll return and into another topic according to the way the Spirit leads me. Okay? And so I want to say, I want to give a prayer tonight. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, I thank you. I thank you for who you are. Oh God, Elohim, I thank you for creating us all, individually, but equally, oh God. Father, I want to thank you. Father God, I pray that someone receive the word and that they will let it fester in their hearts, oh God. That we've got to become one, and not only become one, oh God, but more importantly, we've got to turn from our ways, oh God. Some of us have got to turn from our ways, oh God. Father, even I wasn't, you know me, oh God. I was a wretched sinner, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, but one day you cleaned me up, oh, God. And I vowed, oh, God, to give my heart to you, to devote myself to you, oh, God. And, Father, Lord, I'm asking that we all, if we've heard this word, oh, God, if someone has heard this word, oh, God, and inclined their ears to hear it, oh, God, that you touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Touch them, Lord, touch their hearts, oh God. Let them know that they can come to you anytime, oh God, that you have no respect of person, oh God, that you desire to help us all, oh God. You desire for us to have good lives, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, you said now, oh God, you said we should have abundant lives, oh God. And that means right even right here, right now, oh God. Father, Lord, touch them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. And let them say, I yield, what must I do to be saved? Father, Lord, let them come. Let them come with open arms, oh God. And Father, you receive them, oh God. Father, let somebody, oh God, go out and spread a word, oh God. Spread seed, oh God. Plant a harvest, oh God. And watch it grow, oh God. Father, Lord, bless this broadcast, oh God. Bless the angel of the broadcast, Apostle Armstrong, oh God. Bless him, oh God, in a mighty way, oh God. Father, I pray for the sick and the shut-in all over the land and country, oh God. I pray, oh God, that you touch the gentleman, oh God, Mr. M. Abercrombie, oh God. Touch him, Lord. Touch him, Lord. Father God, keep the hospitals say no. But you, oh God, we believe your report, oh God. What do you say, oh God? Hallelujah, yes. In the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, I pray for my sister right now, Sharon, oh God, Minister Sharon, oh God. Touch her and her family, oh God. I pray for, Lord, I pray for our 24/7, oh God. Prayer line, oh God. I pray and touch each and every member, oh God. Father, you know what they stand in need of, God. Touch Jeremiah, oh God. Touch our prophetess Peel, oh God, and her family members, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, Father, you said no weapon formed against us shall prosper. Father, Lord, you raise up a standard against the enemy. Touch our Wednesday night prayer, oh God. Father, touch each and every one, the angel of that prayer line. Minister Mora, oh God. Oh, Father, Lord, there are other names that are members. Deaconess Cross, Brother Harsha, oh God. Touch them all, God. Touch us all, oh God. Father, bring us closer to your throne of mercy and grace. Father, Lord, we pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen and amen and amen. Hallelujah. In the mighty name of Jesus. I bid you all good night, and I wish you shalom. That is peace. Peace of God be with you all. Bye. Until next time.
Good night. God bless you.
Good night. Good night. Good night. Until
shalom.
Next time.
Shalom.
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 Good night. Good night. Good night, Evangelist Strong. This is Freddie.
Who's that?
Oh,
Freddie.
Sweetness. How you doing?
I'm doing okay.
God bless you. Good night. Good night.
Good night.
I love you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.